Now, you guys know I love Maya Jama. I had the pleasure of meeting her this year at the Black Panther premiere, and she is absolutely incredible. As well as being on TV, she now has a podcast with Audible called Sleep Sound with Maya Jama. If you're somebody like me who needs to listen to something whilst they're winding down on the day, this is the podcast for you. Maya Jama's voice is super soothing. The sound quality is absolutely amazing. And for somebody that has a busy schedule like me, sometimes I need that voice to be able to settle me down. Honestly, it's absolutely amazing, and it's available on Audible. And Audible have thousands of podcasts, including myself, for you to listen to. So make sure you check it out.
What's going on? It's your boy Bash and Tino.
It's your boy H Black the Source.
Yo, it's your boy Moyo here.
4th of July, cocktails and takeaway live show.
It's about to be a mazza.
I'm gonna be there, so you better be there.
Smile, enjoy.
I'll see you there.
It's about to be sweet, sweet.
Get done now.
Guys, welcome to Cocktails and Takeaways. It's your girl, Madam Joyce, and we are motherfucking back again. It is Wednesday, meaning it's the new Friday. So if you haven't got a drink, then your shit stinks, okay? Make sure you grab a drink and get it cracking. But I hope everyone's had an amazing week. I've missed you guys. I'm probably going to be in Kenya around the time this comes out. So I'm going to be in the sun and stuff. But I believe that the UK has some really fucking good weather. And on the plus side, the sun is shining. But on the negative side, my hay fever is kicking my fucking ass to my buckler, to the point where it's getting a bit embarrassing. I went to Beyonce and I was with Moyo, and everybody knows that Moyo is a chocolate daddy, and I was just sneezing. You're trying to be sexy and then you're now scratching your throat, you're now doing this, like, it's not cute, it's ruining my aesthetic. So I don't know who needs to hear this, but get your motherfucking tablets, because they've run out. And the next time you go out, you might not have them, and then you're just going to be disgracing yourself, and no one's going to want you, and then you're going to be alone, and you're going to spend all your rest of your life listening to this show. And I don't want that for you. So just make sure you get your tablets. But I hope everyone is good. Everyone is amazing. I just want to say a big up to Tinder. Obviously, the live show is coming up very soon, and I'm so honored for Tinder to be sponsoring the show. I'm so honored. I'm so excited. Like, honestly, being working with a brand that I have respected for such a long time, and me myself, I've used, you guys already know about some of my Tinder stories that I've told you, I've been on some Tinder dates, and just for the fact that I get to work with them on this show has been amazing. I've been to the London HQ where we filmed some content, and they're gonna be super present on the day. So guys, if you haven't bought your tickets, make sure you motherfucking get them, because we are going. They are reducing, and big up to Tinder as well. If you guys are on the Tinder app, you might see a special surprise for the show on the Tinder app, so make sure you guys check that motherfucking out. Tanya's next to me, she's very quiet. Girl, breathe. I love when people do that, when people are like, girl, say something. But without further ado, I'm not going to do Naughty Corner. Let me tell you why I'm not going to do Naughty Corner today. Because I'm like, guys, I want your opinions. Every time you guys are in the Naughty Corner, it's to talk about me. Stop talking about me. Talk about your experiences on the show. Talk about what's going to happen on the, what you want to see on the following show. Talk about something random that we can engage in together. In this 27 degree weather. Do you know what? I should just start making fucking music, you know? At this point. Because the freestyling right now is just...
I don't know. They will break your parts, really.
Do you know what? To be honest, I could be the best UK...
You know what? You could be.
Because, you know, the calibre, it's not that great. Do you know what I mean? The female rap here is not so great. But, so I feel like...
It's room.
But without further ado, chicken and stew, I would love to introduce my guest of this week. So, when I say that we have a motherfucking bad girl in the building, I fucking mean it. We have a baddie amongst us. She is a Liverpudlian model and influencer who shook the screens during Series 9 of Love Island Winter. She is definitely the definition of small boy but mighty. It's Tanya Mahenga in the motherfucking studio!
conqueror, the champion, the lion is here.
What are you saying about good sister? What's I'm good? Here. What's shining?
Thank you for having me. I'm good.
First
I'm
of all,
good.
I love this. You know what? Yeah, I'm such a whore for brown.
It's such a vibe, isn't it? I'm it's giving you nude today because it's really hot.
It's really hot.
Browning. I just, yeah, it's cute.
Speaking of nude.
Oh, no.
Let's talk about Malta, because I spoke about this last week, yeah. Everybody's still talking about it to this day. If you guys don't know what Malta is, because you're international, babe.
Yeah.
Malta, DLT Malta was a party festival that happened a couple weeks back now.
Yeah.
But it's been so chaotic. Every other week, there is a new story that comes out about
That's
it.
Mad.
I need to know your experience.
I thought it was what happens in DLT stays in DLT. Girl, it's no, not staying. It's not staying. The girls were so... This is what the vibe I got anyway when I was there. I loved it. And I thought the girls were stunning.
Mm-hmm.
Stunning. But yep. The nyash, when I say every size, yeah? Slim, thick, in the middle, tall, thick... Anything,
big bomb.
If you were shopping, honestly, you would have got what you want, because the girls were really naked, but they were cute though. They were cute, but they were really naked. Listen, cute. I was naked too, but some girls were really naked.
Just have your pussy out.
Okay.
Remove the, because what's the point?
If remove you're wearing the string.
Some of the string.
It was worse than that.
It was thinner than this. We're talking about.
You know, iPhone charger.
iPhone. Girl,
that's the string.
Y'all got iPhone chargers,
and then the front was just covering the
pussy flap.
Not even that, honey. It was covering your clit. Just like the... I wish I could wear that kind of stuff where it's like really high and it's like, and then your size. Oh, listen, do it.
You see my big ass pussy lip? That is gonna pop. That would just pop.
Like
hello,
one is one little is out. It's actually out. I couldn't do it, honestly.
Do you know what? I've always wanted to know.
I was amazed, though.
So you, Shaq, India Dami,
yeah,
went as couples. I've always been fascinated. How is that experience going on a party holiday with your bae?
You know, when I was there, I was like, imagine if my man came here on his own. And all this nyash is hanging out. I'm even looking. I can't help but look. It's honestly, wow. So I'm imagining, like, if Shaq was here on his own with his boys, he has eyes.
Fornication.
He's going to see it.
Yeah, true.
Like, I trust him, but it's like, you're going to see it. So it's a bit mad. But for us, well, for me and Shaq anyway, like, I was spending time with my girls.
Yeah.
And my manager, and then he was spending time with the boys. And then if I bump into him, oh, hey, babe, quick little wine.
Yeah.
And then you leave me alone, it's fine.
Okay.
Have your fun. Because if we're too... Like this, it's a bit, no.
Do you know what? I love that. I'm always so anti, like, you know, there's couples that they just can't breathe without each other. It's like, girl, fucking breathe. But I love that. Do you feel like you would have had, let's keep it aside, because we the girls. Do you feel like you would have had a funner time if Shaq wasn't there? Because to be honest, you had those, obviously you guys were in separate groups, but you have that remembrance in the back of your head, like your man is here, your man is
like
here.
He's around.
Yeah, he's around.
I think because I'm aware that he's around, I know he's, I don't know how to answer that question. Would I have had more fun? I don't think so, because I was doing me.
Yeah, still.
And I'm still going to do me regardless. Do you know what I mean?
Pussy, yes.
Yeah, literally. And my ass is... He knows what I'm like as well. So he already knows my behavior. Like, the things that I wear, I'm like, if my ass is not hanging out, then why am I... Did you get it? So, he knows what I'm like anyway. So, if he saw me doing up, he's fine. I'm not doing it on anyone. So, it's okay.
Do you know what? I love that. Sometimes... Yeah. I love those holidays, and I've been getting mixed reviews. Some people are saying it's amazing. Some people are like, it's fornication city. And apparently the people were outside.
They were. You could tell the vibes, though. Like, everyone was having a really good time, but you could tell, like, there's no way all this nyash.
Yeah, you're not just shank. You're not just
there's
hanging
no
it to
way.
Hanky.
All these beautiful... All of you... I wouldn't believe it, honestly. That everybody's just behaving.
Everyone is just on their best. But that's the problem. Like, the whole point of to go on those holidays is to be on your worst behavior and for it to not to follow you. Mm. But let me tell you something about the UK. This UK is too small.
It's toxic.
It's too toxic. For whatever happens in Malta, I'm going to hear about it in London.
And it didn't stay in Malta.
It's not staying.
It didn't.
We are going to hear it, and we're going to talk about it on this motherfucking show.
Yes.
Like, I heard, and I'm so sorry, there's two stories that I heard. heard that took me out.
What did you hear?
One, there was a story of one, so some, there was a fight because one girl stole this boy's Prada glasses and put it in her bag. No, put it in her friend's bag.
Okay.
So the guy is, imagine it's a man, he's like boxing up the girl, boxing the girl, and everybody has just seen, what, it's a man, why is he punching up the girl?
Yeah.
The boy is screaming, don't let go of this bag. Don't let, he's trying to pull the bag from the girl.
He'll kill you.
The girl is pulling her bag. He's like, no one let go of this bag. No one let go of this bag. My glasses is inside this bag. And you know, Prada glasses are like £400.
That's a lot of
money. It's not a PLT glass that you can just let it slide.
Yeah, it's not shit.
Everybody's pulling him, pulling him, pulling him. They opened the bag. The glass is not there.
Breaking news.
Teeth de Mbamba clots. Teeth de Mbamba.
The glasses were in there.
The glasses were in there. Cut, red-handed, like a dirty animal.
I'd rather he knocked you out and took the glasses and left.
Seriously.
Because now everyone's looking and they know why you were getting beaten.
Yeah, you're not. The beating was warranted because you stole the glasses. To be honest, I'd never cause that.
Maybe she thought he was drunk. She thought, oh, he's not going to see.
No, she's trying.
She doesn't have sense.
Word on the street is I had the friend. One.
Oh, because she put it in
the friend took the glasses and put it in her friend's bag and was like, can you hold these for me? And slid them. Guys,
no wonder you'll be holding your bag as well.
Yeah, because you're like, what? And it's like, my girl didn't, what? Like, I didn't steal the glasses. I don't know what you're talking about. That doesn't make sense. The friend stole the glasses and got her friend beat up.
Who should we fear?
I will fear the friend.
The friend.
Fear the friend. And to be honest, fear the boy for whacking the girl. Because to
well,
be honest,
yeah, he whacked you in the first place.
Any man that puts a hand on the woman is.
No matter what the situation is, no, sir.
No, sir. No, sir at all. And the second conversation that I had about Malta, which is in our social media tidbits this week.
Okay.
Twitter was divided when a woman shared that she only spent £48 during her time at DLT Malta, the 5-day music festivals. Users pointed out that this is what happens when you're a woman, but some male users put this down to gold digging. And one boy said, I don't know, man, if you spent £40 on a five-day holiday, then it sounds like you did a lot of begging, but I could be wrong. How much did you spend?
I think I spent about £300.
Okay.
I was in a hotel that was not all inclusive, but almost there.
Okay.
And the only time I probably spent money is probably when I was outside buying little things, getting little pre-drinks before. But then half the time, Shaq is paying for things. But I don't know, £40.
£45.
And she's single.
She's single. Oh, there was a slight hustle. She had to have hustled.
She was hustling. I think you even know guys who are there who are going to pattern you, or you meet guys and you pattern.
Yeah, she's probably... That,
you meet guys and you pattern, that's it.
To be honest, yeah, there are some times, yeah, where I step outside and it's like guys will buy me drinks.
And you will really come back with what you went outside with.
Seriously.
You will, it does happen. There was one time,
if you go out with your light-skinned friends, you will even come back with more money. Trust
they
me,
have more power, I'm telling
the
you. It works.
Have more power. I give
most of mine are like.
You go out with the mistress girls, you'll come back with more money.
Literally.
100%. But in this case, I feel like I have been out with some girls, yeah, and their main goal is to draw drink
I'm
from
not
man.
Spending.
Like, I'm yeah, not like, spending no. 1p. But I think my problem is that quality control then starts to reduce.
Yeah.
Because then you're just taking drinks from guys that you know you don't like. They don't even deserve your time, to be honest, because they look like gargoyles.
Just because of a
double mixer
Maybe it's even a single.
Like, I think that's where my issue lies. So if it's something where if a guy likes you, he's like, let me buy you a drink. Okay, cool. And I like you and you're cute and I want to chat to you, you're funny, you're
buy
cute
it.
Yeah, let's buy a drink. But if it's a thing where you're like literally like scouting man to get drinks,
yeah, that's when it's really bad. I feel like,
I mean, we've all,
because we can't judge you for going out with your £100 in your account and coming back with your £100 in your account. Because
that's a hustler. Big up you, man.
You say it, honey. But when you're now going outside and getting in the club like, I'm not spending anything, let me see who I can,
yeah. That one is a scout. That one is aim and fire, you know. That one is aim and fire. That one is tactical and strategic.
It is. That's very dangerous.
Girl, we motherfucking need you in the army, bitch.
Literally, we need you to serve.
You need you to serve. Strategies.
Literally, thank you for your service. Period.
But guys, let me move on. So if you guys are in a rock, why would you be inside the rock? If you guys live under a rock, you wouldn't know that Love Island season is here. If you are in the heavens, like us Christian women, yes, you would know that Love Island is here. And obviously, I have my sister who was in the last season, Winter. And first of all, are you watching the new season?
I'm watching like little clips. So on Instagram, when I'm scrolling and I see a clip there, I'll watch it. If I'm on YouTube looking for a YouTube video to watch, obviously it's going to come up. Love Island's everywhere. Mm-hmm. So I'll watch it then. Shaq's watching everything. So he's giving me the update. Like, babe, this is what happened tonight. And I'm like, oh shit, really?
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Fabulous. And obviously, like, just outside of Love Island, we've heard that this season is the lowest rated season ever. Yeah. I think it got like 1 million views. From your experience being behind the scenes or forefront, why do you think that is?
I don't know, you know. I actually don't know why it's going down. But then again, I think it has a lot to do with the social media ban.
Do you think so?
I think it has a little bit of an effect. Because it's not exciting when people are there, their families are there making it funny. It's just not exciting. But then I don't understand. Besides that, I don't understand why it's gone down.
Yeah. Obviously, I'm still watching it. A lot of the UK people are still watching
it. Yeah, like we all complain,
it.
Like, oh my God, it's coming again twice. Like, we didn't have a break. Yeah, but we're still watching it.
We're definitely still watching it.
Maybe 9 p.m., you're there.
Maybe so, it is the social media ban. Maybe. I know, like, a lot, like, it's always nice for fans and people who are watching to feel like they're a part of what the Islanders are doing, even if as directly as possible. So even if it's not necessarily Tanya, like obviously just having
it's my account, it's alive.
Account, it's alive.
Yeah,
you're engaging
that's
people. So maybe that is
it
the case, because
be.
I know like
that's the only thing that's changed.
Yeah, that's
and then
true.
When that changed, it just went.
Do you know what? That is a fair observation, you know? That is a fair observation.
It just went down.
But let's talk about this season, because I feel like this
let's
season, y'all. So last season, the black people were complaining and we said, hello, ITV. We miss our people on the show.
Yeah.
And ITV bosses turned around and said, y'all want a black?
We'll give you black.
We'll give you black.
Throwing some Londoners in there.
Is this not the most hood season you've ever seen?
So hood.
It's hood.
I saw it online and they were like, it's almost too black. And it's like,
it's, do you know
guys,
what? It might be even too black for me, you know.
So it's very like it's, in it, yeah. Like it's a lot. It is a lot.
It's odd.
It's so hood.
I could imagine.
Imagine though.
Go on.
I was thinking, imagine if it did get really, like, black. How would what would it be like?
It's not you can't call it Love Island anymore. It's Love and Hip Hop now.
Is that?
You can't call it Love Island anymore.
She
love
said
and
it's Love and Hip Hop. It is.
It's Love and Hip Hop London.
It is.
Love and Hip Hop UK.
It is.
We have to call
it. We need a
name?
Good mix, but we, yeah.
Do you know, but can I just say, I love how ITV are listening to the people.
They do.
I feel like this is a response to a complaint that we have made where we don't feel so inclusive. And they said, we'll give you exclusivity. And funny enough, my little brother made a video and he was like, even the white boy is black, child. Like,
literally.
Everybody.
That bombshell they dropped, what's his name? Zachariah. Zachariah's got a bit of spice.
He's a spicy
he's
white
like,
boy,
yeah,
baby.
That's why the chocolate girls are loving him. Because
I'm
he's got
him.
A vibe.
He's got that tinge. Obviously, Snoochie Shy, who is a radio presenter here, came out to say that that's her half-brother.
Oh, yes, I saw that.
So it seems that the flavouring
is
really embedded into the DNA.
It runs in the family.
It runs in the familia.
Wow.
I really, really like him.
He's nice.
You know me, I love a long neck season white boy, you know.
And he's long.
He's long.
He's very long.
I believe he's like 6'5". I believe he's 6'5", with him long ass neck. Girl, please.
She said, hold me back.
When I saw him, I said yes. He's like,
he's good.
He came on. And then we have, obviously, we have the two black girls. We have Whitney and we've got Christina.
I'm really glad that this is probably, I'm not mistaken, actually. Whitney is the first black girl to come in so early as a bombshell. There has been black bombshells before, but she's the first early
one.
Dark skin
one, yeah. I find that usually it's one at a time.
Yeah,
one at a time.
They spread them out. Though you see one at the beginning in the original cast, then one in Castromore.
Yes, they were. I think this might be the first time I've seen two dark skinned girls in one villa. In one villa, which I'm so happy about.
I love it.
And then obviously we also have our Asian babe as well represented. I feel like this is the first time I've ever seen a. Is it East Asia?
Yeah.
Eastern Asian babe. Ever.
I think since Kaz. Kaz was.
But she I believe she's mixed.
Filipino, was she?
She's Filipina white or Filipino.
Yeah, something
but
like
she
that.
She looks Asian. She's got the features.
She's got it. She looks different and I love it.
And I love that for her. And she too has a bit of that season.
She's cute as well.
She's a bit
hot. Every time she's like, I'm Ruchi. I don't know.
She's
I love it.
My name is Ruchi.
I love it. Ruchi
get out of
just
her
like,
bitches over here. Yeah. Get out of her bitches.
Yeah.
In fact, fucking put me out next.
It's the seasoning.
Yeah, the seasoning for me.
It's the seasoning.
They bought all the hood people. They said, okay, South London. South London.
I learned.
They love it. They said, yeah, I'm so happy. I'm loving it. I feel like the storyline is just starting to develop. Obviously, like, when this show comes out, maybe loads of things have happened beforehand.
Oh, yeah.
But obviously, I'm doing recaps on my TikTok every day because you guys, I said I was going to be serious this year.
She's trying, actually.
I'm trying to be honest. Is there anyone that caught your eye in this new season to say, I quite enjoyed that physically?
Oh, okay. So obviously, Zachariah.
Yeah.
Very good looking.
Yeah.
We
have Andre, the dark-skinned boy.
Andre's cute.
Yeah.
He's cute. He's like, Andre's like a boy. Yeah, he doesn't give me man.
Yeah.
He gives me like, that's a cute boy.
That was the same situation Whitney had because obviously Whitney's 25, Andre's 21. Yeah. And it's like.
Them two, I already knew like, no, that wouldn't be a thing.
Would you date younger?
No.
Why?
Only my age and above.
Okay.
And I'm 23, so no.
You know what? Yeah. I've dated guys who are a couple months younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really giving big mommy. You feel like a big mommy. It's like, I want a daddy. I don't want a son.
You want?
I want a...
Come here. Get it? No, but you can feel it, though. You can feel the difference.
You can.
And Andre is a little boy.
He definitely is.
He's very cute, though. So, Zachariah, Andre...
Andre, we have Tyreek, mixed race. Do you know what? Yeah.
Tyreek is... We've not had... Tyreek in a while. I don't think in my season there was a Tyreek.
Like a villainous mixed race
like
boy.
A mixed race boy that's here to turn this shit up. Like, no, we didn't have that. So Tyreek being in this one is like, okay, they're back.
Yeah, oh yeah.
They're back. This is going back to the Michaels from the other seasons. Yes. Yeah, now
the
we're back
villainous
to those
mixed race boys.
Oh yeah.
Honestly, every time I look at Tyreek, he just looks like one of those boys that will be pouring Hennessy in the girls' mouths like tape.
And then when you see him somewhere else outside the club, he doesn't know you.
Do you know what? That's exactly what he did to the girl Ella.
She was not allowed.
She was like, oh, I swear I've seen you before.
Oh, where?
I swear he said.
Where?
Oh, he said, talk no, later. I've seen you. I've
he was doing
you.
Mathematics trying to said, remember.
But she was even pissing me off because why are you forcing somebody to know you?
No, I would have been like, oh, no, it's fine if you don't remember.
No, I'd be like, wrong person. Was it not you? Excuse me? We were both in a
She'd be like, oh.
We will both play dumb too.
Because no, you're now trying to say on the 19th of June. 2001, I saw you there. No, he didn't remember.
At this moment, Ella's really humiliating me because it's like, Tyreek is such a fuck boy.
He is.
The giga fuck boy.
He really is.
And it's like, the red flags is on, you know when the red flag is on fire? Like,
I don't know if there's neon red, but it's neon red. I don't know what
flashing.
It is.
And the girl still wants to enter. Like, what are you doing? Like, girl.
I think it's because he's just there and he's good looking. I'm trying to imagine it if I was
charming,
in there.
Though.
They're just there. You know, he's talking to you. He's being nice.
You know those slick... You know there's some guys, yeah.
Smooth.
They have slick mouth.
They will get you.
Like, if when they start speaking and dropping game, you'll just be like...
You know, like...
Excuse me? Like...
You know, like, moving here, you don't even have, like... Yeah.
Literally, like, you're like... Ah. But, yeah, honestly, mm-hmm. I'm very excited to see how this... season develops, but I want to touch on your season because I feel like,
oh god,
girl, do you know what? I don't think we've ever had I don't want to call you a villain because,
but
I don't
that's
think
what I was on the show,
girl.
I was a villain.
I don't.
Of the
like,
show.
I don't. Okay, let me say it. I don't think we've ever had a girl villain on the show. I'm trying to think of that. No one matches your villain. No, I don't think
it's so funny. Like. Hearing this, because inside there, I had a whole different vision in my head. I was like, yeah, why wouldn't they like me? I'm decent, I'm nice. You know, I'm being honest with everyone in this villa. Oh my God, when I came out and everyone was like, bitch, they didn't like your ass. I was like, Oh, girl, shit, I'm a villain.
No, girl, you were the villain.
They put me on Destiny's Childish, whatever that is, on TikTok. I was like, what? I honestly didn't know I was a villain.
The lead singer.
And I'm the only girl in there.
Yeah, listen.
How you know I used to run the streets.
No, you were bad. You were a bad girl for real. You a bad girl for real. But like, after watching that experience, like, how did you take people's opinion about you?
I don't know what, honestly, for those that understand, the girls that get it, and the girls that don't. But like, I honestly think it's just God, because I could not, I can't even explain how people's opinions when I came out did not get to me. I would see a comment, slide, delete, block. If I can have the energy to block it, I'll block it. And I'll put my, what's it called, filtered words on the thing so that I don't get anything. Like, whatever I would think people would say from the show, I put my filtered words on. And then if I did see a comment, swipe, delete. Even Shaq at one point was like, oh, like, why are people saying this? I'm like, don't look. The minute you look at one comment, you want to search for someone backing you.
Yeah.
You're like, is there anyone that actually said no, guys? Like, no, it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. And you're going to lose your mind. So I said to my, I made it a mission to block and delete. I'm not looking. Honestly, I'm shocked as well. Like, how it didn't bother me. Like, it just
not
didn't bother
bit.
Me. No. Honestly, it didn't bother me. I don't give a heck.
You know that video where City Girls is like, I wish I gave a fuck.
I wish I gave a fuck.
Sis said I didn't give one fuck, two fuck, three fuck, four fuck.
Literally.
God, I need to have that heart.
I was honestly shocked. I was like, how have I not like spent one day crying because of the comments? How have I not cried over my DMs? People saying, go kill yourself. You're not that good looking anyway. Like, how is that not bothering me? But that's because I think, because I watched Love Island so much before I went on it, and I watched people's videos when they came out, the good and the bad. I watched the comments, how people treated people when they came out.
Yeah.
I was ready for it. When I did what I did in Castro Mo and all that stuff, I was ready for the smoke.
Can I just say something, girl? Because I actually, in preparation of you coming to the show, I watched some stuff, and there's a bit of Castro Mo that will forever kill me.
What was it?
And it's not something you said, but it's something you did. So obviously we had Martin and Casa Moore, and you were looking at him and you did this.
I'm naughty, I am.
I think I screamed, I literally cried for like 20 minutes yesterday because it was so fucking naughty.
I just can't help, do you know what it is, yeah? When, the way I am, when I'm like nervous, I become overly confident to hide the nervousness. So you would never know. So like, when I don't know what to do, I'm flirty anyway, and I'm just me. So I feel like in that moment, I was just like, I didn't know what to do. And I was like, okay, this is awkward. And now it's happened. It's like, oh, I just did that. Oh no.
No, but it was sexy though. It was sexy. It was cute.
But then as soon as I did it, I regretted it because I remembered that in the main villa, I did that to Shaq.
Yeah.
And I was like,
oh, they might put two and two together.
I'm going to look like a bitch.
Like the game is the game.
Yeah.
So is there anything at the villa that you would take back that you did?
Do you know what? No. At the time, I would have said a lot of things. But now, no, because everything happens for a reason. And the reason why everything happened the way it did led to me and Shaq still being together in the end.
Yes.
After all that, being put in the bottom, all the things that we went through, it brought us to where we are now. So I actually wouldn't change anything because it wouldn't bring me here. So I wouldn't change anything, no.
Amazing. And the like, you got a lot of rats after the show.
Yeah.
What was your support like with, like, production, ITV, how were they supporting you in those type of like really situations?
So when you, before you come out, so I was in the final. So when we left the main villa, we get put into another villa, and you have a day, literally a day of them prepping you for coming out.
Okay.
So you will speak to different people, social media people that will sit you down and tell you what you were portrayed as. And what people have seen.
Oh, wow.
And what reports came about you. They told me about reports that came out about me, about me gaslighting men. They told me about so many things. They were like, Martin has come out and said this. They said, this is what's happened. People don't like you, but when you said this and you said this and you said that. So they do prepare you for what you're about to see. And then when you leave, you have a therapist you can speak to. They do check in on you anyway.
Yeah.
But if you don't want it, you can say, I don't want it. But if you do change your mind, they're still there for a very long time. I think I still have contact with them now.
Amazing.
So it is there. If you want to speak to them, you can speak to them and vent. And, you know, if it's too much for you on social media, they can guide you and stuff like that. So
amazing.
They're very full on mm-hmm. with support.
The availability is still there.
Oh, it's
I love
still
that because that's so important. I feel like sometimes my concern is that when people are coming into, like, these reality shows, mm-hmm. everybody wants to have that Molly Mae experience. Everybody wants to have that experience where it's like, oh, my God, like, you know, everybody loves me. I'm now the favourite. I'm now the girl. But sometimes, like, in your case and Olivia's case, when you come out, it's the complete opposite. And mm-hmm. I'm always interested to know how, one, you deal with it, and two, what kind of support that you have. So I'm glad that...
it's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. Comments can really get to you. Like, yeah. if you just read one thing and then you read another thing, it's your mind
it can
will
ruin
just
your whole
sink.
Day.
It will.
It can ruin your whole day.
And you won't even want to go outside anymore because you feel like people don't like you. It will mm-hmm. get to your head. But no, the support is full on. Like, if I wanted to ring them today and say, I can't cope with it anymore, I'll have help.
Amazing. Yeah. I love that. And just out of curiosity, going back to you and Shaq, like, when Shaq's family came to the villa, and you watched that back, mm-hmm. how did you feel, and how is your relationship with them now?
So when they was coming in, I knew obviously they've seen Casamore, and he has sisters. He's told me about his sisters from the beginning. He's very fond of his sisters, and they mean everything to him. So he was like, I'm not gonna lie, they're gonna rip you apart, like, because mm-hmm. they care. And I was like, to be fair, if I was your sister watching Love Island, the way I know Love Island before I was on it, I'd be like, this girl might be playing you, so I'm not having it.
Yeah, of course.
So that's the energy I would have. So when she came in, she was obviously like, hi. The hug was very like...
hostile.
Hi. And I was like, oh no, I'm in big trouble. And then she was like, you know, I've got a bone to pick with you. And then she spoke to me and I was like, you know what? She will see the real me outside.
Yeah.
Here it's impossible for you to really gauge what I'm like. And as soon as she met me at the airport, and we had a proper conversation, it was cool.
Okay.
So, like, it was hard at the time because I had to just explain, like, that's what I did in classroom. I did it. I had to own it. That's it.
Yeah.
There's nothing I can say. I can't say, oh, I'm sorry, because I would have done it the same again. Do you know what I mean? So, now we're good. Now we have such a great relationship with both sisters and...
Fam!
Yeah. It's all about, like, when you're in there, it's very hard for them to know the real you. They're only seeing such a short amount of the 24 hours that you have in there. Mm-hmm. So when they spoke to me and then I've spent time with them, I've been in their house, I've stayed over and stuff like that, now we're like...
And you and Strack... I said you and Strack. You and Shaq now are stronger than ever.
Yeah.
You're happy.
We are indeed.
You're in love. Marriage.
Yes, they said I said it too soon, but
yeah. Do you know what? I had Saddam here last week.
Yeah,
and she was saying the same thing. She said, "Girl, I want a ring by the end of this year."
Is honestly, what I wouldn't be surprised if you're feeling it. You're feeling it by time. Yeah.
How are you feeling about it?
I mean, not a ring, child. Even like me and Shaq, like talking about like moving in and stuff like that. For me, that's a very, very big step. Cause
so you guys
want to
move in together?
I am open to it now.
Okay.
Like we've started looking, but still I'm just looking. Mm-hmm. There's no pressure. We are just looking.
Come to London, please. Stop. What are you doing in Liverpool?
No, it's not Liverpool. Never mind Liverpool. I want to live either in Manchester or London.
Come to London.
I don't know.
Please, come to London.
Maybe outside of London. If I find somewhere nice outside.
There are loads of lovely like places. Big up Hertfordshire. Big up Bedfordshire. Big up all the shares. Like, there's other places that like surround London.
Like you're
that
outside, are, like, not too
near. Yeah, Essex. Kent, that they're like 40 minutes to an hour drive into
see now
the
that
city.
I would do
yeah you don't that have to be in London
because it's too much here.
Yeah, a lot of people say that. I know a lot of people who live on the outskirts and then they drive in, mm-hmm. which is absolutely fine, but girl, what, please don't be in Manchester.
I'm screaming, but yeah, we're
do
slowly
in
looking into it.
Oh please, do you know what, yeah, I don't know if I can live with someone, you know.
So this is my thing.
Yeah.
Like, before we decided to even look, I was like, I'm so sorry. Maybe when I have a ring on my finger, but even then, I don't know if I trust you like that. Let's see, after the wedding, let's hope there's a house there. But, like, it's just, I've lived with him in that villa, so I already know the little things about him that I'm like, but he's very neat and tidy. That's not the issue. But just in general, when you're in, like, a fresh relationship and you move in with someone, especially mm-hmm. after a show like Love Island, it's always a thing to, like, oh, you're out, you're still together. What's the next step? Mm-hmm. Are you going to move in together? And that's what everybody wants you to do, but it's not by force.
It's not by force.
Because you will ruin your relationship just by moving too fast.
Agreed.
You being in my face, now when we argue, where am I going to go?
where are you about to go?
Where am I going to go? Because when you're in London, I'm in Liverpool, it's 2 hours. I'll see you next week.
Yeah, when you have better. That. You have that space.
Exactly, but... So I have to take your time. I want things to look forward to in the relationship. I want to be like, oh my God, like now we're moving together. Oh, now I'm engaged. Now, but if you just rush, I'm not rushing anything. And he knows that.
Mm-hmm.
He does.
So do you feel like he is ready for all those things and you're just kind of like, girl, relax.
He agrees with me, but I think if I said, let's do it right now, he would.
Shock.
He would be with me. But I'm like, how about you move? And then I just come like visit you.
That's a good
thing. That's nice.
That's because
then you just have your independence now. You're outside. Yeah. And I can just come and stay with you and then I can leave.
See, having that option is beautiful.
It's so nice.
It's a nice 3 yards.
You need to miss each other as well.
No, you do. I agree. I agree. I also am someone that loves my personal space. But I also like to be like really like in the
nostrils. Yeah,
I'm really clingy. Like y'all motherfuckers are running now.
No, literally.
I'm clingy, but I like my space. So it's very juxtaposing. But I want to talk about something, yeah, because I had a random thought.
Don't forget to subscribe, subscribe.
Subscribe, subscribe.
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 Oh no.
Go.
This is very dangerous.
Every season, the black girls come in. And you guys always decide to wear wigs.
Oh, finish.
And I want to know why. Because if I was in Love Island, babe, I would do my braids. I would do... You guys always wear wigs. Okay. And by episode 17, the wig is scattered.
And then we allow room for people to come and destroy us because of the wig.
Why?
So, me personally, I feel like I look like a baby in general. And when I have braids, I look even more like a child.
Yeah.
So I just know, I just wouldn't ever do it. But I see what you're saying. It's easy to maintain. You just put your makeup on, you're outside. However, the time in there, let's say if you stay from the beginning to the end, those braids aren't going to be looking cute.
True.
And the people that come in to do your hair, I think it's after every 4 weeks or something like that. It's very long, basically. It's not as frequent as people think. Where they come and refresh and do everything. It's not as frequent. Okay. So now, if there's nobody to refresh my braids, and you know when they're twisting now, or your hair grows quickly out of it, now it's not cute anymore. It's not nice. What are you going to do then? It's still going to be a disaster. But me, personally, I got slander for my wig. They were like, your glue. Oh my God, this is that. I'm in 40 degrees. I have to do my hair and makeup every single day, in the morning and in the night. What do you want me to do? It's going to lift. It is going to lift. And, like, I don't know what people want me to do, but I was the first person out of all the black girls that have been in there to do glue. First person. Everybody else, because the girl that does all the black girls did my hair.
Yeah.
She said to me, you're the first one doing glue. She was like, if we knew sooner, I could have done you some glueless.
Okay.
Yeah, but she was like, now it's too late. I can't do it. So she was like, are you okay with glue? And I was like, you know what? I actually am okay with glue. On a normal day, I'm good with glue, right? I'm gonna do my own hair. But she was like, you need to be really careful in this heat because it can go really bad.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, cool. So I was the first person to ever do that. Everybody else, Yonder's fine. Nobody came for her for her hair because it was glueless. She could just put it on and slide it off.
Yeah.
And I think the girls that are winning now, I think theirs is glueless as well.
Yeah.
So if you put glue, you're really asking for a disaster because I had a very big disaster with heat.
Yes.
Bad challenges. Even if you put a band on, it's still going to be bad.
I would kind of low-key love to see one of the black Love Island girlies maybe do a natural.
That would be nice.
One day. Because
if somebody had a little bob or a little afro, it would be cute.
I think it would be very cute.
But I think they wouldn't do it because you already... I think some of them feel like... Well, I'm speaking for myself. I don't know about anyone else. But I feel like some of them might feel like if they go in there too... natural already, they put people in there that are not really pro black, like attracted to black girls. So now it's even worse. You now feel like, oh, am I doing it too much
too
now?
Much. Am I too chill? Afrocentric?
Yeah. So I don't know. That's what I think. I don't know.
No, I 100% agree with you. Yeah. Like I feel like there's always that. I feel like because we've had so many runs of being last picked, that I can understand the frustration of coming in.
There's a little fear in the back of every black girl's head that goes in there. I know there's a little bit of fear of just like not doing it properly, especially if you're an OG black girl.
Yeah.
And you go in with your wig, you're trying to make everything on point. You don't want to mess up.
Yeah.
Even the way you speak, you don't want to be too angry. You don't want to be this is that. So, yeah, when it comes to hair, it's a big topic, that one. I hope somebody goes in there natural and does braids.
Do you feel like, going back on what you're just saying, do you feel like when you came in that you had to tone yourself down a little bit, even though you was already chaotic?
I was very chaotic, but honestly, I was actually being very nice.
That's your nice. So,
if y'all thought that was bad, you don't know nothing. No, like, I was actually being very nice in there. How it was shown, however, that's a whole different story. But I was actually being very nice. But if I was the way I wanted to be, like, I'm on TV, I can't, hey, chill. Do you know what I mean? Like, I had to relax and remember I've got family members as well. I don't want to disgrace myself. But, like, if you could really fully be yourself, it would be so different. So I did feel like I had to just
tone it down a little
bit. Yeah, even when I wanted to flip out, relax.
Literally. And do you feel like when you're looking back at the show with everything that happened, do you feel like it was a good representation or no, not good, a real representation of who you are? Or do you feel like it was edited in a way that made you look bad?
Mine was, I think if you ask anyone, they will tell you that it was definitely edited in a way that showed a whole different person.
Wow.
That was not me at all. And I know before I went on the show, I used to watch interviews on Love Island and stuff like that. And I would hear people saying, like, oh, no, that wasn't really me. And I'm like, but how can they edit you, though? You're saying what you're saying and you're doing what you're doing. But the girls are like, get it. And the girls are don't.
Period.
Obviously, you don't get it because you're not that girl.
Yeah.
But that's just the way it is. What you saw was completely different from how I actually am. And when people meet me, they can feel it. They can see it. You can't fight with energy. You cannot do it.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I'm definitely not what you saw. I'm not a villain. I'm not like this player girl. I was a city girl before, don't get me fucking twisted, but I'm not like that. So yeah, definitely it was complete opposite of what I am.
And it is interesting because as much as, you know, you were painted as the villain, you're one of the only relationships that's standing. So something is not adding up.
It's not, and you can tell when we had votes from outside, we were always in the bottom, right? Or I was in the bottom, or we were in the bottom. But then the one time it was a villa vote, no one in the villa voted for us because they could see that it was natural and it was normal and it was organic. But I thought at that point people would understand, like they would get it finally. Now, like they see it, but they don't. But when they meet me and Shaq and they see us still together, they're like, okay, give it a few more months then. You know what I mean? They're still trying not to believe in it, but no, I am still here.
They're about to move in together.
Yeah, sorry to disappoint you guys.
Sorry
to
disappoint.
It is working, and it's working even more outside the villa, because it's just, it's real.
You was even on FaceTime to him when you were coming in.
I was, actually.
God, I don't want to die alone.
I was like, bye, baby.
I don't want to die alone. Yet. I want to probably be a little
when is it my turn?
Honestly, I don't know if I could go on Love Island. They don't want me anyway.
You couldn't do it. You see you, yeah?
They couldn't. No, they could. They could.
I think they would take you out.
They won't even give me a chance. I wouldn't even make it.
They can't handle your sauce.
Honestly, they funny can't. Enough, but they've, like, you know, Whitney is a very strong.
Whitney's got vim.
She's got vim.
She's got chest.
More vim than I'm surprised that
she's
ITV
like, no,
met her.
You come here. But then they like that, though. They like someone who's fiery, who doesn't care, who's just like, okay, I'm the main character, and what? I'm the only person who's here. Yeah. And they like that. But I hope that she finds someone and gets solid, because what people don't realise when they're in there is that when I went in, I thought, okay, like, I'm nice. Everyone's going to like me, so I'll stay inside. But then I quickly realised it's not about that. Like, as the time goes by and then they're like, oh, there's a vote. You're like, people are watching. Oh, my God, I'm on TV.
Yeah.
Shit. So her being such a strong character and being funny and being strong as she needs to be in a solid couple, because that's how you stay in there.
Agreed.
You know, the people that give, like, drama, they're good. But if you're not in a stable relationship, you're going to get out very soon.
Agreed.
So she needs to find someone. It's early days, but she does need to find
someone. She's great TV, but obviously the name of the game is to find love and is to be in a couple. It's Love Island. It's not City Girl Island.
It's not Bad Beach Island.
It's not Bad Beach Island.
It's not.
So you're absolutely right. I feel like at the moment, I haven't actually seen her really have an in-depth conversation
like, guys,
with anyone.
I really like this guy. Like, I really
and a guy saying, I really like her back. Obviously, Mehdi is starting to have a conversation with her.
But
I don't know if she likes Mehdi. And I think at this point, she just needs to go. She just needs to couple up with Stanback.
She needs to, if
if she wants to stay.
If she was smart, start looking around. Because looking in there, around. You quickly realise, I need to actually be in a couple. And it shouldn't just be, oh, I need to be in a couple just to stay in here. Obviously, you're on Love Island to find love, some people. But it needs to be genuine as well, because they will see through everything.
I 100% agree.
Viewers
will
see through it
will.
If it's fake.
When it's starting to look a bit thirsty, where it's just like, let me just be next to somebody, that's fine. But I want to ask you something. Obviously, you've done the Love Island. You know what happens behind the scene. I've always been interested to know about the beauty maintenance, like, on the show. Yeah. Like, I heard that you guys, like, obviously, you have to always be in bikinis.
Always.
Like, that's a rule.
Yeah, it's such a rule. Like, in South Africa as well, it was very cold at night. But then during the day, there was a few days, I think the last few days, where it started raining unexpectedly, like, during the day. And we were like, oh, can we, like, wear something else? No, bikinis, girls. Straight. That's
straight
it.
Straight bikinis.
So when I was watching, this one in Mallorca, they're wearing tank tops and shorts during the day. I'm like, this was not allowed.
You
this
were
was
just
not
like,
allowed.
Listen, pussy's out only.
Pussy out only. And I'm okay with that because the nyash was nyashing, but...
True.
It was strictly bikinis.
Is there any other weird house rules that you guys had?
If you need to go to the toilet, you have to ask. So you have a mic on constantly. So you can just say it and someone will hear you on the mic. And then the voice coming from somewhere will just be like, yeah, you can go, or not right now, just wait a second.
It's so interesting because I was speaking to Sanam and she was talking about your kind of like bathroom living. And she said that you guys only had like two toilets and one shower.
Oh yeah, there was one toilet upstairs, and then one downstairs, and then we had one shower. Now, our villa gets cleaned every night. So when we sleep, when we wake up, it's like a whole new villa.
Okay.
It's spotless. But obviously, the bathroom, I'd say they would leave it for like a few days, then they'll tidy up, because everybody would have their hairbrushes in there, their razors in there, and there'll be a whole box with razors. And then they'll come in and clean it, and they'll put everything in sections. Then it'll get ruined again, and they come and clean it and do it again. And when you go in the bathroom, like, anyone can walk into the bathroom at any point.
So, like, you could just be weird and someone will just slide in?
Well, no, the toilet is separate.
Okay.
The shower now, anyone can walk in there. And there's, like, a little, like, tinted thing around the shower.
Yeah, I've seen it, yeah.
But, like, if I stand close enough, you can see me.
You can see your pussy.
You can see it hanging out. But you have to take your mic off before you get in the shower. And then when you get out of the shower, if you forget, they're like, where's your mic? Straight away, where's your mic? Where's your mic? Where's your mic?
You have to put that on ASAP.
ASAP.
So it's literally like 24/7 surveillance.
It is. That's when you sign the contract. It says 24/7 filming. Even when we have the days off, they're still filming. So, yeah.
That is crazy. I don't know if I can live my life like that,
you know? It's a lot. You are like a baby in there. Like, I realised when I was in there, like, I'm actually like a little baby. You have to ask to go to the toilet. If you're... During the day, we have to stay outside. If you're going inside, why are you going inside? You need to explain why you're going inside. I'm like, I need to brush my hair. I'm like, the lace is lifting. I need to go quickly.
So you actually have to be outside that pool section.
Yeah, like
all hours of the day.
During the day, yeah. You actually
have to
be outside.
So we're talking about 6-7 hours here.
Yeah, you can't be in the living room. What are you doing in the living room? Even at nighttime, as soon as we head out those doors, why are you going to the kitchen? This is the voice will be like, this is not a cooking show.
What?
Separate.
Back to the...
Yeah, separate.
That's crazy. And in terms of like... So they'll tell you when to eat. They'll tell you when to...
Yeah, so during the day, you'll be sitting in the garden, chit-chatting, whatever, and then you'll see someone come in, one of the producers come in, they're like, it's lunchtime. And then tables will get put out by these big bouncers, and then you sit separately. Then the producer's just there to make sure that you guys don't talk about anything so that they don't miss the storyline.
So you have to eat your food in silence?
Not in silence, but don't talk about, oh, what did he say to you? Like, who are you feeling? Talk about anything else. What are you wearing tonight?
But you're not allowed to talk about what's happening.
Like, what was your job before? Like, you can't talk about what's happening in the moment.
In the moment. Because they want that to be for TV moments.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. So if you had something hot and steamy.
And sometimes you did. Like, we really did something like, oh, listen, I heard Bingy say this. And it doesn't, like, the mic is on you. The voice would be like, Tanya.
Not the voice. It's giving Big Brother the voice.
I'm telling you, there's like they have this room with all these cameras that we've never seen, don't know about. It's called the gallery. And like, that's where the voice comes from.
The voice.
So they hear everything. Even if you whisper, it's even louder in the mic.
What?
Don't even bother. Yeah, don't even bother. So you'd be like, guys, I'm going to tell you. Like, And then they're like, we can hear you, you know.
It's girl, it's giving Big Brother, you know.
It's giving military.
It's giving.
You can't get away with anything. The only, I used to say to everyone, guys, the only thing we have in here is our thoughts. That's all I have to myself.
Wow.
Because you girls, you see me. We can change in front of each other. It's fine. We're all girlies. You've seen everything. Everybody's seen me without makeup. They've seen me with sleep in my eyes, everything. All I have is my own thoughts to myself. Everything that comes out this mouth, everybody has heard it.
Wow, that's true, so crazy, you know. Yeah. There's no secrets. You can't just be like, oh, girl, I'm having a motherfucking bad day, because the voice is going to be like, why?
Literally,
like,
I think I was in the dressing room one time and I was like, oh, guys, I'm not really. And I'm one of them people that suffer in silence. Mm-hmm. So I was having really bad period pains. And I was like, oh, these pains are just killing me. I was talking to myself. No one was hearing me. And then they were like, Tanya, to the medic room, please. And I was like, y'all heard that? And then I went in, I was like, oh, what, like, what am I being seen for? And they were like, we heard you say that you've got back problems. And I was like, I mean, I like it. This is great. Yeah. This is amazing. Like, they're on standby. But I was like, wow.
At the same time, it's very weird, because obviously I'd be talking to myself as well. I'd be like, oh my God, you know what? My eyes crack. I need to scratch it.
Literally, like.
That is very, that's, do you know what? Yeah, that is the secrets crazy. Behind
it
is
so interesting. Like, it, I love no, it.
Seriously, I love it too. It's very, very, very it. Interesting. Mm-hmm. If you could do it again, would you do it again?
Love Island was hard, guys. I'm not going to lie to you. It wasn't a piece of cake.
She said one and done.
It wasn't a piece of cake. I just, knowing that I would get Shaq, I would do it again. Because I didn't go in there thinking I was actually going to get anyone, you know.
Wow.
I was like, I'm going to prove them wrong that this doesn't work. It only works for a few people, but it's not going to work for me. And I think that's why I actually got someone out of it, because that was not my mentality going into it. I was like, I'm going to show them how you really play this game. No feelings, nothing. I'm going to be outside. Well, that's how I was showing, but that's not how it was. But, like, that's what I was going in to do. And then I found Shaq, and then I was like, oh, my God, I actually like him. Ew, what's this feeling? I was like, oh, my God, no. And I even said to him in there, I was like, don't you dare ask me to be your girlfriend in the show. Don't you dare do that. And then he ended up doing it, because it was just right.
Just felt so right.
It did. So I would do it again if I would get Shaq out of it. But other than Shaq...
We'll think about it.
You'd have to pay me.
You'd
have to pay me. It's a lot. Never I was in there ever. From the start to finish as well.
Yeah,
so.
You was the OG. You were definitely from the beginning to the end. I love that, but big up you. Hot topics of the week, baby. If you could have any sort of collab, yeah, what would it be between two artists that you love?
I would say I love Stormzy.
I love a bit of Stormzy.
Stormzy's just that guy.
He's just that guy.
And who else? Stormzy and... Let me think of some American ones.
I don't think I've ever seen Stormzy do a US collab.
Has he?
I know he did Bernard. He did Ed Sheeran.
He's not done US.
I don't know if he's done US, you know.
I'm like a little baby. Don't do that.
We've cancelled him.
Have we?
Little baby, when he was being a homophobic.
Oh, we did.
I mean, he did say sorry, and as a Christian woman, I forgive him, but at the same time.
I meant Lil Durk.
Lil Durk. Wrong little. Yeah, Lil Durk, we love him.
We'll have him. So Stormzy and Lil Durk.
I would love to see that mix.
That'd be sick.
There was one collab that I really wanted to see.
Wow.
And that was Wanze Cole and T-Pain.
That was something. That's a really random.
Because they're just thing, my two like favorite that. Artists. And I was manifesting it and I was praying to God, like, please.
Please let it happen.
And I swear to God, they came together and it was absolute garbage. It was absolute garbage.
You see?
To the point where it broke my heart. I was like,
be careful what you ask for. You I literally got it now, tweeted it
maybe like 4 or 5 years ago. Please, Wanze Cole and T-Pain come together. They came together and they gave absolutely nothing. Really? I was like, what the fuck?
It is very random though.
I love those two. I feel like something they remind maybe me of. Maybe they just didn't gel. Like T-Pain.
They didn't gel.
It just was so bad. It was so bad. I was really upset about it.
That's so funny.
So upset, because it was like, this was supposed to be a collab of all collabs.
It wasn't.
But I think I would love, who would I love to see collab? I'd love to see, I don't know, do you know what? Everyone's collabing.
Do you have any female?
Any girls? You. Well, not much in the UK. I love Miss Banks. Miss Banks is incredible.
Miss Banks is amazing.
She's amazing.
UK.
Steph, but is Steph really? I mean, she's UK, but she's.
Steph, I don't know.
She's also international now.
She is.
Yeah, she's also international.
Miss Banks and.
I don't know, girl.
No, UK is very tight.
UK.
There's a lot of good ones, but like.
there's not many, there's not much UK rap talent here for the girls. Sorry.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry, not sorry. The evidence is there.
Sorry.
Sorry, not sorry. The evidence is there.
Don't fight with me. Fight with the facts.
Fight with the motherfucking facts.
Fight with the numbers.
Fight with the facts. I was about to say stuff is so petty, but I'm just not even gonna do it because I'm
hold yourself.
I'm a Christian woman and
Yourself. You've grown.
I've grown and matured, and I'm also under quite a lot of contract.
Oh, really?
So I can't.
She's up in the bag, so she can't.
I can't really say what I would say because obviously, like, do you know,
she's
got to
behave these days.
I've got to behave these days. Do you know what I mean?
She's disgusting.
I've got to behave these days. I swear to God.
I love
but
it.
Yeah, big up Central C and big up Santa Dizzle Dave as well. The next thing. So while you guys were popping pussy at Malta, I went to do things. Two things. So I went to Beyonce, and I don't think I've spoken about this.
How was that,
y'all?
How was it, though?
Okay, so for everyone, so basically she's in Barcelona at the moment, so her UK tour is done.
Okay.
Funny enough, Sanam was there. I had the pleasure of going with Instagram. So big up my family on motherfucking Instagram.
We love that.
It was me, Moyo, Nife, Fat Timbo. Sanam was there. There was loads of creators, like gang shit, do you know what I mean? And it was the day that all the brands were like bringing all the people. So obviously I was blessed enough to be in a box, which was amazing.
Love
that.
I was
licky licky because they were just giving alcohol. So I'm honored.
You had the time.
I had a time and I'm so honored that I'm able to have those experiences. Thanks to you guys. Guys, I had been complaining weeks after weeks about the whole TikTok. People posted from every fucking angle of the Beyonce concert. It was really irking me to the point where when I got to Beyonce, I was very unexcited to go.
Because you'd seen it all.
I felt like I'd seen it. Let me tell you something, girl. Nothing can ever compare to being there.
Really?
I can't explain how good of a concert that was to the point where I was overwhelmed. There were some times where Joyce fell to her knees.
Stop.
To her knees.
No.
Beyonce has track list. Are you
It's
crazy?
The energy for me that she has to stand up there for those
hours.
Energy,
the energy, like she was fucking it up. The energy, the outfit changes, the smooth transitions, the 3D video that was coming up. The energy of the crowd. Girl, it was insane.
Probably no one can do it like her then.
Nobody. The dance moves, there's something about her that's so like almost queen-like. Like,
this is what I say to people when they don't get it. They don't get it.
There's something about
her. I always say to people, don't you think when she stands there? And she just looks around.
She's a queen. There's an energy. And then she'll do this. She'll be like.
That's what I'm talking about. That like stand still and that.
Like to her subjects. I was like, yeah.
She was like, taking me, please.
I felt like a son. And I was like, yes, I wanted to tell my cousin. Honestly, there were some songs that literally I fell to the ground. Like there was.
Really?
There was a. You know the intro of Sweet Dreams?
Yeah.
I was like, no fucking way. Because sometimes you don't realize how you have grown up with an artist.
It's mad.
Beyonce came out when I can remember Beyonce from when I was like 10, 11, really? 12. We're talking about somebody that has been in my life.
She's been there for ages.
10
That's
years plus. So when some of the songs that were being reloaded, I was like, girl, you better not.
She's like, you're playing this one?
She
is this what we're doing?
All her old school songs. It was like, God, it was
back in time. When I was watching, I was like, no, guys, this looks fucking good.
Did you go?
That's why I was watching from TikToks.
TikTok would never.
I'm living through you right now telling me.
I'm telling you,
TikTok. Because everyone that went in was telling me, I was like,
I was like, girl, I've already watched every angle, every outfit on TikTok.
I have.
And I'm telling you, it was still different. Being there, honestly, it was.
But that's
a crazy
how you know
experience.
Her performance. I saw someone talking about her performance. Like no one's gonna do it like her ever
no
again.
One.
They can't.
No one. I was overwhelmed to the point where some people were like, literally, some of the manda was like, "I'm gonna cry. I am in tears." Like
stop.
It was so overwhelming. It was like there's no way. And I don't know why I thought I was in a motherfucker video.
I'm screaming.
Some of the videos of me, I thought I was in a music video with her. I thought I was on stage with her. Literally, I swear, single ladies came on, and I was like, "Oh,
like
single
this?
Ladies." Oh, this. I'm telling you, I was literally like. Like, seriously, no hair flicking because I'm bald. I was
she
like...
She said, no, honey.
I even saw it. Oh, God. Oh God. I'm a diva came up. I'm a diva. And you know, it's
yeah.
I'm a player. She's like, do.
Yeah.
I said, your girl was, I was.
You thought you was in the crew.
I thought I was the dancer.
You're part of the group.
I thought I was part of the group.
I think you just missed your cue on the stage.
Girl, I made a mistake. I came later than expected. Obviously, my uniform was still there. Seriously, I had uniform, but it was at the back. I couldn't get it on time.
Oh, you couldn't.
It's the very sad. So yeah, I just had to represent from the far back.
From the box.
Yeah. No, honestly, it was fantastic. And also, in addition to that, I went to Burna Boy as well.
What's wrong with you? Can you not let us have something? Burna Boy, I'm jealous. Beyonce, okay.
Burna Boy,
I'm actually so jealous.
That one made me emotional. I have been listening to Afrobeats since forever. The beginning of time. When Joyce was in the room, it was... That's when it was playing in the waiting room while my mom was ready to give birth to me.
I'm screaming.
She'll tell you that. And then
that's what you were hearing when you were coming out.
Literally, I literally came out like this. I literally came out like... Trust me, I literally came out like fist first out of the vagina like this.
As long as been out your way out.
Serious thing. Burna Boy, the fact that an Afrobeat artist can get 80,000 people.
I saw that he sold out.
I can't believe it. I cannot believe it. Like, I can't believe that we have gotten this far. I'm actually
so glad that he's done it.
I was so proud. When he was playing his old school songs as well, you see my dog, she's on like I can't see you.
No, but you know, stop. You know when they do the old songs, that's when old the concept songs. Means more.
I was sitting next to this fucking, this Caribbean girl that was just sitting there. She was just irritating me.
What was she
and
like?
I knew she was Caribbean because like, literally the old school songs was playing. Yeah, dun, dun. Say dun 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 dun. Like that was playing. This was static. I think he has some Carrot Bashment song with a Bashment artist.
Oh, does he?
I don't know if it's Buju Banton or something like that. But when that song came, that's the only time I saw that girl move.
She's like, that's nice.
A lot of people only know Burna Boy from like African Giant.
After
some people are
But
Burna Boy was in his prime when he was doing another me. That's
when he played all the songs.
He played all the songs. When he played, yeah, she don't get
those were the good ones.
No, seriously, it was fab. It was fucking fab.
I wish I went to Burna.
It was so good. The only thing I wish I went with, like, obviously, because all the girlies was in Malta, I went with some random boy.
Oh no! But how he was that?
Lit. He was lit. He was lit. No. It wasn't a date already. Fake. I got. Do I spill? Okay. Do I want to say the story?
Just drop a little.
Anyways, long story short, somebody invited me, but I thought I was gonna be with my friends, and then they just put me to some random seat by myself with another boy that I've never met, which I think was very disrespectful.
Yeah.
But do you know what? I still enjoyed, but it was fucking awkward. Cheeky.
You would have had a better time with your mates. And
mates. Do you know what I mean? But honestly, the boy was a good vibe.
Was he good vibes?
He was good vibe. He was nice, and I think because I was pissed, it was hard for me to unpiss myself.
Yeah.
But he was trying to bring my energy up, like, girl, like, come on.
Oh, that's nice.
So I didn't want to make his experience bad because I was in a bad mood. But yeah. I like him. He was nice. But just the whole...
I'm like that, though. I can't unpiss myself. I'm mad that I'm still mad, but I can't help it, guys. I'm mad now.
That was me, because I was like, I don't want to ruin this boy's experience because I'm jarred. But, girl, I am jarred right now.
So funny.
The actual performance was amazing.
So you was living life while we were shaking Yasha Malta.
I mean, I still went to a couple ones.
You still did your thing.
I still went to comment, but I'm so proud of Burna Boy. I believe Wizkid has his own concert coming up very soon.
Does he?
I've been invited to. Yes.
Stop.
I got merch, yeah. So big up Live Nation.
Love that.
Big up Live Nation. They invited me and they gave me this amazing care package with like a Nigerian flag and like a t-shirt with like Wizkid's face. Okay, they're doing it. So, and it was in a purple box. Honestly, I will say that this is for his Love More album.
What's on that one?
Is it Love More or Love Something? See, it wasn't like his strongest album. That's why it was kind of like, you can't remember it. Something. More Love?
I think. More Love,
yeah, sorry. More Love. So it's for the More Love
album. I
wonder
what songs were there.
Which definitely wasn't his strongest album. definitely not his strongest album, but
interesting.
Do you know what? I love Wizkid, and as long as if he plays all his, like, I'm sure he will play a lot of his throwback songs.
He has to, sitting in a corner.
Yeah,
he
more love, to. Less ego. Okay, that's what it is. More love, less ego.
He has so, to.
I'm trying to look at the album, but I remember thinking it's was it my auntie? I'm gonna put the money, yo.
Nah.
My pocket full of money. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Gonna money, do.
No.
You probably had it in a mix. It definitely wasn't the strongest album, which it from Damn. What from when he did the what album was it, the album before that, that was like one of the best African bodies of work I've ever heard.
Really?
Yeah, the one he did that Thames was on it.
Oh yeah, that was a good one. I know which one you're on about.
I don't know why the hell I don't remember the name, but it was the most.
But this is the thing though, once you go from like something so amazing, the next one is just like, okay.
I don't know. Like, he put his heart into that last one, man. He put his heart into it. So for him not to get that Grammy was a snub. It was a fucking snub.
That would be really, really hard to take, I can't lie.
Yeah. So Bad to Me. There's a couple songs, but nothing
that rings a bell.
Nothing that screams out. Like, it definitely wasn't Made in Lagos.
Okay.
One of the best albums I've heard, African albums I've heard in a while. But yes, very excited. So guys, I guess, Wizkid. Are we all going to Wizkid?
I want to go, because it's Wizkid.
We have to go to Wizkid.
We have to go and support.
We have to go. It's C&T, baby. So guys, we have word of the week this week. And guys, of course, this is Cocktails and Takeaways, where we take... What did I say last week? Something about taking away... Anyways, we want to have. Oh my God, do you know what? Yeah, one day, my dream is for one day to make a rap and for it to go viral, because there was a girl that was on a podcast and she did that. Give me one margaritas, I'ma open my legs. Give me two margaritas, I'ma give him some hair. Give me three margaritas. Have you not heard it?
No.
No, this song is everywhere. Give me one margarita, I'ma open
Maybe
my legs.
Maybe it came
legs.
Out when
give
I was in the villa.
Margaritas, no, it's like happening
Recent.
Now.
Recent.
Yeah, the girls got, like, it's the margarita song. Stop. If you're on the Twitter, I mean TikTok.
You need to think of something catchy. When you go to sleep, you need to start writing little bars and just be like, oh, ha, ha, and then just say it. And
this
then
was
you
just
never
like,
know.
Give me one margarita, I'ma open my legs. Give me two margaritas, I'ma give us a hair. Give me three margaritas, I'ma like, it's just, I can't remember the lyrics, but yeah, it's really catchy.
It's always the silly things that are just so,
very
like,
silly. Very
gone.
Silly. Someone needs to fucking make a song about.
You need to fucking do it.
I don't know what, it will come to me. It will come to me.
Cool.
So word of the week this week is trolls. More specifically, internet trolls. We've all at some point in time had to deal with trolls or have seen them in action. Whether that being jumping on the bandwagon to bully someone or being personally attacked online, people troll on the internet every day. Unfortunately, it's become part of social media experience, but let me be clear, you do not have to put up with it. So how do you deal with internet trolls?
It's so, like, cliche, I ignore them. Because if you respond to a troll, they love it. Mm-hmm. It's like, I got her.
Yeah.
I got you.
Agreed.
You know, even if you want to speak facts, you want to tell them they don't know what they're talking about, they don't know you, don't respond. And more will come, but it's okay. They don't know who you are, but if you respond, you're feeding them. That's what they want.
Mm-hmm.
That person is sitting on their little computer and they're just looking for somebody to respond. Bless you. Looking for somebody to respond so they can say something back because they're bored. If you don't say anything, you win.
Yeah.
So if you look at it like that, like, I win if I don't respond to this and I just swipe and delete it, you'll be fine. I know it's easier said than done, but that honestly is the best way. That's how I dealt with mine.
Amazing. And I know it was extra difficult for you because you didn't have anyone monitoring yours. A lot of people took that to just be flinging hate underneath your pictures.
Diving in. Oh my God, yeah. Especially under my pictures. I think on two of my pictures, I literally came out, I was like, I'm not going to turn off my comments. I'm not going to do it. But then it did get to a point where I really did need to turn them off.
Yeah.
Because it was really bad. Like, all I'm seeing now when I'm going to see my likes is those horrible comments.
Yeah.
So I switched it off. And you know what? Out of sight is out of mind.
Of
I
course.
Don't need to see those comments anyway.
I agree.
It's okay.
I feel like do not invest into the whole of negativity.
Mm-hmm.
If you see something, remove it and step away. There's some points where sometimes I do bite back.
You do, because sometimes you're like, your mom, okay, your what? But mom. You're on my page. You know them ones where you're like, okay, but you're still here following me.
But I always
okay,
find but... that when you reply to one person, four more people come out from nowhere.
And they're like, they oh, she response. Replies to trolls. Yeah. Okay.
They want a response. Like, it's just, yeah, you can't give them the time of day. You cannot give them the time of day. So is there a time where it's actually affected you?
Not really, but actually the other day I was scrolling on TikTok. I think this was the day before yesterday, and I saw someone commenting on like Love Island, and I was like, oh, this is funny. You're talking about the recent season. And I was like, oh, this is funny. Let me put laughing faces. So I commented, and then I was like, hold on, if he's commenting about this Love Island, he's probably commenting on my season as well. Yeah. So I said, let me just scroll down on his page, and then I see my name, Tanya. Let's talk about Tanya. Let's just, and then I clicked on one video, and it just got me so hot inside. I wanted to comment, like, you don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. I was like, you don't know what you're talking about. Like, he wasn't there. I can't remember his name, but he's got a Scouse accent.
Okay.
And he's got quite a big amount of followers. And I was just like, oh, I want to comment. I want to say something. But I was like, there's a million people like this who commented on Love Island, who said a lot of things. I went and deleted my comment from before, and I just kept it moving. Because I was like, if I comment now, he's going to feel like I've really just got attention of somebody who's actually on the show. So I did experience it, and I was just like, you know what? It's okay. And it's worse when you're hearing someone saying your name and telling you about yourself when they don't even know you.
They've never seen you in your whole life.
A comment is one thing, but hearing somebody who's like, Tanya, what the fuck were you doing? You're like, sir. So I was like, I was getting so hot, like I was so mad, and I was like, no, come on, you need to ignore it. And this, I watched other videos and distracted myself because I was getting so mad.
Definitely distraction is a way. I deal with a lot of internet trolls. Mm-hmm. And again, just deleting, moving on. I feel like sometimes I love to paint a picture of people and trolls, and I'm just like, there's no way you can have a good life.
You
and
can't.
Have good people around you that love you and be so negative.
No.
Like, I was literally sitting down with one of my... So I'll tell you a story that happened to me yesterday. There's somebody that was asked to come on my show.
Right.
They had asked to come on my show, and they've asked a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
They don't remember that there was a time that, maybe early on, that I had posted... Shane Burrow, or whoever the fuck usually posts me, has posted me. I saw them under the comments... basically insulting me, basically saying, how the fuck can this girl be saying, like, that's some dumb shit, or I don't agree, or whatever.
Long day.
And it always went to the back of it was always at the it back will. Of my head. So when they now came and approached me to be like, this person wants to come on my show, I found it very funny, because it's like, girl, you was in the comments,
you said I don't speak sense,
you said I don't speak sense, why do you want to come to my show,
so why do you want to talk to me?
Why do you want to talk to me, the fuck? And I feel like sometimes it's very, very important, and I feel like being in this industry, especially if you're entertainment, it's very important to be critical, but do not bash people's character.
No,
like, if you don't like a song, or if you don't like something, if you don't,
it's actually okay.
It's actually okay. But when someone's like, oh yeah, this person's a fucking bitch, da, 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 like, you don't know, especially in this UK scene, it's very fucking small. You can't, it like, it's very,
you
very
hear somebody small. That said something about somebody, and
it's very it's small. Long. It's very, very small. So I just say, always be careful, because your social blueprint is always going to be there. You think you can just say something in blasé and leave it?
Somebody will see it.
Somebody will see it, and they'll remember. There's a lot of people that I've blocked, I've removed, that's in this space, that would love to work with me, but unfortunately they can't, because they said something very fucking stupid. And just because you remember, said it in past it, I don't ever forget. I don't ever fucking forget.
No, same.
So, again, with trolls, just know, usually when somebody's coming to you, just already know you're in a better position than them. Took the time to come and comment on your shit, you're already better than them.
They're telling, imagine someone's on your page telling you they don't like you, but they're on your page.
But you're on my page, like, then get off the page. Like, if you don't like something,
literally,
you can actually go.
And don't bother telling them, because it's not going to help. You're going to bring more of their little friends, and then it's just going to be worse for you. So just don't even bother.
Cocktails and takeaways. So before we close, we have our very, very special game on this show. And this is the show. No, it's not the show. This is the game in which we ask our co-host cultural questions. This is the cultural questionnaire. This game is called are you smart? So Tanya,
guys,
are
you smart? I've already lost.
It's over. It's no. Over. Are you smart? Oh, babe. That's the least confident thing I've ever heard.
Okay, I'm smart.
Yes.
Are you crazy?
Yes.
I'm smart.
Yes.
Duh.
Yes, give it to them. Right, so here's the name of the game. You've got 10 questions. You can only give me one answer. You can't tell me Bobby, Sudie, Adam, Beckham, Julie, Juicy.
Just one.
Just the one. All and right. We are going to lock in your first question, first answer. So are you ready?
Oh, let's go.
But are you ready?
I said let's go.
Okay. Question number one.
Okay.
Psychodrama was the Brit Award winning debut album from which rapper?
Pass. Can you pass?
Yes.
Pass.
No answer? The answer is Dave. Girl, you just fell on the
Why
first hurdle.
You give me a hint?
You just fell on the first hurdle.
Oh, guys. Guys, this is so bad.
You just fell on the first
I
hurdle.
I already knew it was. Okay, we're good.
Question Next. Number two. What city do the Beatles come from? Are you locking that in? Say it with your chest.
Liverpool. Fuck. It's Liverpool.
We're locking in Liverpool.
Oh, no.
That is correct. Well done.
I had to get that one. If I got that one wrong, that's so embarrassing.
The hesitation.
It was embarrassing. I thought I had to know that. Okay, cool.
The hesitation. Right.
Very unsure, guys.
Question number three. Okay. Which British rapper is responsible for the hit songs Man Don't Care and That's Not Me?
Man Don't Care and That's Not Me. Stormzy? Okay, Stormzy. By the way, she doesn't give anything away.
Are you locking that in?
I'm locking it in. There's no other guess.
That is very incorrect. The answer is JME.
Oh, I was never getting that.
Question number four. Mm-hmm. What is the title of the 2007 British comedy film about an unruly all-girl school that is on the verge of bankruptcy?
Saint Trinian?
Are you locking that in?
On the verge of what?
Bankruptcy.
That's all I can think of. St. Trinian.
Locking in St. Trinians. That is correct.
Ah, as if. Who am I? Sorry. Two. It's enough. But I'm actually surprised. Okay.
Question number five. What is the minimum number of players a football team must have for a match to start?
Before I start guessing, 11, that's it. That's all I'm going to say. It's not 12. 11.
Are you locking that in?
Yes.
That is correct. Well done.
Oh.
Question number six. What surname is shared by the famous acting twins, Mary-Kate and Ashley?
Pass. Mary-Kate and Ashley. Pass.
We've got no answer. The answer is Olsen. The Olsen twins.
Oh, right.
Question number seven. Multiple choice. Which of these is the most spoken language in the world? Mm-hmm. A, French. B, Spanish. C, Mandarin.
Spanish.
Are you locking that in?
Yeah.
That is incorrect. The answer is Mandarin.
Why did I have a feeling?
Question number eight. Which brand of cereal features a brown bunny on the packaging?
I don't even eat cereal. pass?
We've got no answer. The answer is Nesquik.
Maybe if I ate cereal, I'd know that. But I don't eat cereal.
They don't. They have a lot.
They do. This is not going well.
Question number 9.
Yeah.
Angelica, Chucky, Tommy, and Susie were iconic figures in which children's animated series?
Say the names again.
Angelica, Chucky, Tommy, and Susie were iconic figures in which animated series?
Those don't ring a bell.
Not a single bell.
Series, not even a movie. Who was in Scooby-Doo? Was that a movie or a series? I'm going to say Scooby-Doo for a guess.
We are locking in Scooby-Doo.
Yes.
That is incorrect. The answer is Rugrats.
I never watched that.
You never watched Rugrats?
No. Rugrats.
You never watched Rugrats?
I even need to see the cover right now. No.
I will show you after, but show you definitely watched Rugrats.
Have I?
You definitely watched Rugrats.
Right.
At number 10, guess the song. I know you're somewhere out there, somewhere far away. I want you back. I want you back.
Any clues?
No.
Right. That helps. I know you're out there somewhere. I want you back. I want you back.
Yeah.
Pass. That's very hard.
That is Bruno Mars talking to the moon. I don't know how it goes. It's just in the script.
Honestly, no.
I don't know. I don't know it. I can't lie.
No, I would never know that.
That's the first time I've not known what's on the dark web.
What?
Right. So, with that being said, 3 out of 10.
I think I did pretty well. So, let's just leave it at that.
I'm not going to comment on how you did because I don't want you to lose your self-esteem.
I actually think I did very well.
Well, it's how you feel.
It is.
If you like it, I love it.
You know what she just said? It's like when someone says, you know, if you feel offended, I'm sorry. You know, she's not really complimenting me.
If you like it, I love it. Be like, I'm not even.
I did good. 3 out of 10. I could have got 0.
You could have. I don't think anyone's got 0 on this show because you can't actually be that dumb.
You can't get 0.
3 out of 10 is still pretty. If you like it, okay. I love it. If you like it, I love it.
It's fine. I love it.
Tanya, thank you so much for coming. We are going to close it there. Where do we find you on the internet?
You can find me at Talks with TT on Instagram, YouTube, Snapchat, TikTok.
We'll be seeing more of you.
Yes, you will, actually, because I'm just that babe. You cannot miss me. If you saw me on that timeline when I was in the villa so much, you're going to see me now.
Period. Yes. Thank you so much for coming. Make sure you guys check out our stuff. And we'll be back next week with another bad boy or another bad girl. And make sure you buy your tickets as well.
Period. Don't be an enemy of progress.
Are you going to be there?
Of course.
Yeah!
No, okay. I have to be there.
Yay! All right, guys. See you later.
Bye. Bye.